this month, and there's only two times that we're meeting, we're going to be talking about the idea of gardening and farming with regards to working on our marriages. And so that has to do with cultivation of the property, watering, fertilizing, doing the actual planting. And so today what I wanted to look at was how we can best help our spouse to grow and flourish while not letting us wither up on the vine at the same time. So one point that I wanted to mention was proximity doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to be unified in our marriage. Just because at marriage we're planted next to our spouse, it doesn't mean that we're going to grow closer together. In fact, we can grow apart. And if you're like me, I don't have a green thumb. The only thing I ever learned how to grow well is succulents. I don't kill them very easy. And so I found out that I loved aloe vera plants because you can actually use them if you have a burn or something. And I wouldn't kill them. So I thought this is the best thing for me to grow. So 10 years ago, I started on the endeavor of collecting every variety and color and size of aloe vera plant that I could get. And at that time, I had them itemized, numbered. I had two books where I'd check and find where they were. I checked the soil. I changed it when I needed to. I did just the right amount of fertilizing. They don't need much water, which is really good. And every week I would go out and check on them. That was the first year. This sounds kind of like your first year of marriage, you know. And then the next year, it wasn't quite as often. And after the third year, some of them were really getting on my nerves because some of them are creeping aloe veras. And so they'd be coming out of the pot and going into different directions and knocking over, and the soil was falling out. And it was really getting me irritated. And so it got to the point where if ever it froze, I wouldn't even bring them in because I just thought, if they go, they go. Good riddance. And so now here, 10 years later, the only ones that I have left are the ones that are very sturdy. It's sad, but true. And sadly, that's the way a lot of marriages are. Because we start out paying great attention to them, and then things that get on our nerves, we tend to ignore or even push out into the cold. And the marriages that survive a lot of times have not united their roots like they should. They're just coexisting because they can tolerate the cold and they can tolerate being ignored. And we don't want our marriages to be like that. Another area that I was thinking about was about the fertilizing and the watering and the nurturing. Women have a tendency to nurture and care for things. Men have a desire to grow and flourish and change the world. So when we go to our husbands and have problems, he tends to dump fertilizer on us or come after us with the shears. And it hurts our feelings because we just want to be loved and appreciated. On the other side, we're nurturers, and we can see those little pesky weeds growing around his plant. And so we start picking at the weeds without even recognizing that we've got our own weeds that need to be picked. And so we become nagging wives, and the men become emasculated because we're always telling them what to do. And what they need is to be energized by our being aware of what they are and by making a change in ourselves. Here's what I say. It is what it is. Men tend to grow a certain way. Women tend to grow a certain way. But we as women can be the initiators of change because actually it only takes one person to change a relationship. So we don't have the excuse of saying, my husband isn't interested in this, or I've tried and it never has changed. If we can commit ourselves to embracing who we are, namely we're nurturers and we tend to be verbal and we tend to want what we want to be nurtured and cared for. If we can set that aside and see what our husband needs and determine how to better help him grow, we're going to be in a much better place. So we waste a lot of time and energy saying, I wish that my husband was like this, or if only my life was like that. We got to just shut that up because it is what it is. And we need to be willing to be the first person to change and keep it up no matter how our husband initially responds. And the last thing you need to understand is that it only takes one person to change a relationship. And we need to let it be us. It can be you.